Good morning. Welcome back into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. It's 9:35, and we're going to be talking here now with some members of the 9/11 Day of Remembrance Committee, including the Flint Hills Volunteer Center, and Lori Bishop, the director of the Flint Hills Volunteer Center, is with us in studio with a couple of guests. Good to talk to you again, Lori.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. I'll let you introduce our guests here this morning.
Well, I am pleased to introduce two members of our board of directors, our president, Sue Simmons, and our vice president, Ronnie Grice.
Well, welcome to both of you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Lori, we got a ceremony going on here and really kind of a day of activities. Kind of all-day activities on Friday here at City Park. What's going on?
The public event is in the evening, and that begins on Friday, September 10th. It's interesting we're doing 9/11, but the event is 9/10, September 10th, that we'll be doing that. We are thrilled to have Lieutenant Colonel Robert Darling. He's retired Marine with us as our guest speaker. Interestingly enough, he was in the White House bunker the night of the attacks 20 years ago. Hard to believe it's been 20 years since this has taken place. But he is also the author of 24 Hours Inside the President's Bunker, 9/11/01, The White House. So he wrote this book, and actually he sent us 25 copies, so we'll have those available if anybody wants to come, and he will autograph those for us. So we're super excited to have him. He's going to bring a lot of information and stuff to the people. But that evening, like I said, it's open to the public. We have our CSC, our Connecting Students to Communities booth there. And they've actually hidden these really, really awesome rocks throughout City Park. So families and kids, come down, go find these rocks. They're reflective of first responders. So there'll be like a police officer, a fire, EMS, soldier. We have some that are of the Twin Towers of Ground Zero. So they're really, really awesome rocks. We have one big one that's hidden as well. And whoever finds that, we have a prize package that will go to that lucky winner. And we will present that to him at the beginning of the ceremony, which starts at 7 p.m. that night. But we have our first responder vehicles there. I'm super excited about that. We have Fort Riley Military Police there, Raleigh County Police Department, their bomb squad and their K-9 unit. K-State Police will have their vehicles here, Raleigh County Fire District Number 1. So that'll be cool. We've got some at the CSC booth. We also have tattoos, first responder reflective tattoos for kids. And then we have coloring pages. So kids are encouraged to come color a page of a first responder and then go find one in the crowd. Find a police officer, a fireman, someone, and then hand that to them. Tell them thank you. We also have our very large wall of gratitude that we encourage the public to come and write a message to a first responder. So lots of activities going on Friday evening. So we're real excited.
Yeah. Well, that's great. It's nice that, you know, we can honor the 20th anniversary of 9/11 and also have, you know, some great family-friendly activities here in the park. And I'm really looking forward to that wall of gratitude. I definitely want to go sign that.
Yeah, good. We hope everybody does come out. We had to completely – we had it 2 years ago. We didn't get to have it last year, but 2 years ago we had it. It was completely full with messages. It's a very large wall. So we've put a fresh coat of paint on it, and so all new messages that people can come and put out. So, yeah.
All right. Well, Ronnie, I know you're the chair in the committee here, and you're also the K-State Police Chief. Tell us how you're involved with the day's events on Friday.
It's going to start early that morning with the Hero Breakfast at the Garden Inn, and we're going to have a number of guests there at the breakfast.
That's invitation only.
Yeah, invitation only, and this is to kind of like say thank you to all of our sponsors who is participating in the morning activities.
Okay. Well, that'll be a great event there. Do you have a connection here to the event that happened 20 years ago in New York?
Oh, yes. It's one of those days that 20 years ago, even to the day, it's like you can almost see it happening. I was in a meeting up at the fire station, and I got an email from my wife that said, turn on television. So we went into the chief's office to turn television on, and about that time, that's when we saw the second plane hit the North Tower. And so that was called, let's get back to the office. That was a meeting with the president, the vice president, the vice president of student life meeting. Everybody came together. We met. We set up something so that we can meet with our international students to assure their safety. Then there was another meeting later on at the mosque and to assure their safety. So it just turned into a long day, those events. But it's something that you're going to always remember, because right now half of my student population wasn't even born then, and they have no idea actually what the events of 9/11 was, because even my kids was young. It was really young, and they still didn't understand it. So,
yeah. Well, you know, when I was younger, I was 16 when it happened, and back then I always heard people say, oh, never forget, and I realized someday there would be younger generations here, but they wouldn't remember it. But now I think now we've kind of come full circle. We see why we keep saying that, never forget, because we don't want to see it happen again, and re-educating the younger folks.
Yeah. It was the first major attack on our soul, and it's just something that you just don't forget. But I think for me, all of the loss of life, not only of those individuals who died in the towers, but look at all of the first responders. It was like over 300 firefighters that was lost, and law enforcement that was lost, and people are still suffering today from the toxins and everything that was present during that time. So it's going to always linger, but at the same time, this is an opportunity for the public to say thank you to all of those individuals who goes out every day, leave their homes, leave their family, go out and actually serve their communities and hope to return home at the end of their watch. So this is another part of this that makes it so special for all of the individuals who wear the uniform and serve their community, the university, the state, all of those. So it's an opportunity to say thank you for what you do for all of us.
We'll bring Sue here on the program a little bit. Sue Simmons, you're the president of the
Volunteer Center. Yes.
Oh, Volunteer Center.
Yes.
Okay. Tell us kind of how you're involved this Friday.
Well, luckily enough, Lori is so organized that she keeps me on track with where I should be when. But I get the privilege of being the MC Friday night, and I just think it's going to be a fabulous event and a fabulous opportunity for families to come out, do some family-friendly things, wander around the park. And the best news is we're in the city park and there's shade.
Yeah.
With these temperatures in September, we are just so happy it's going to be shady.
Yeah. Okay. Normally it's a Bishop Stadium, if I remember. They had a football game Friday, so that wouldn't work.
Yeah. So. Yeah. I know we were looking around and we just were thinking traffic-wise and some of the elderly coming, it's just easier for them to come in for that. But our ceremony starts at 7, and our goal is to educate as many individuals as possible about 9/11 and the sacrifices that were made. Excuse me. So we have our ceremony starting at 7. We have the presentation of colors by the Commanding General's Mounted Color Guard. We're very fortunate to have the 1st Infantry Division Band with us. They're going to actually be playing music ahead of time as people are wandering around the park. And they'll be doing the national anthem. And then we'll have Colonel Paul Cradiger. He's the Fort Riley Chief of Staff. He's going to say a few words. And we're going to honor our healthcare workers this year. Julie Gibbs will be there, the Raleigh County Health Department Director, as we give a shout out to all of our healthcare workers. And interestingly enough, one of my volunteers was in the Salvation Army and was deployed there 20 years ago to Ground Zero. So she was there, spent 10 days there, boots on the ground working, and shared a fascinating story about that. And you know, we're a volunteer center. We're all about volunteering and helping our community. And we learned that when this happened 20 years ago, there were a lot of people that just left from all over and just went to volunteer their time. They wanted to help. And so that's what's interesting about, you know, our program. We're sponsoring this as a volunteer center, but also as our AmeriCorps Seniors program. AmeriCorps Seniors, most people will know as RSVP. So RSVP, we've been around in the Manhattan, Flint Hills region for 47 years. So our volunteers have been giving back to the community. And a lot of these are our retired first responders, several veterans. We have police officers. A lot of those that we're actually going to be there that evening, and you'll see them in their AmeriCorps shirt. We're super excited to have our AmeriCorps Seniors director coming here. She's newly appointed out of Washington, and we are her first official trip to come out. So we're excited to welcome her, and our AmeriCorps regional staff will be here as well. But then, again, that evening, Lieutenant Colonel Darling will speak. We have a video, still brings tears to my eyes, we keep watching it, of actual events that happened on 9/11. So we'll have the video, the band will be playing music along with it, and a candlelight vigil. So we have candles that we'll be handing out to everyone for that. So, you know, it's going to be an exciting, reflective evening. But we're so excited. The Armed Forces Community Foundation, affiliate of the Greater Manhattan Community Foundation, is our premier sponsor, and so we're really pleased to have them. My staff and I, we've been working really hard. Karen is our program services coordinator. She's doing like all of our social media and helping with that, and Emily's our volunteer coordinator, and so we're just a staff of three, and we've been working some pretty long hours trying to put this on, but it just goes to show how we feel about doing this and recognizing all of our first responders.
Yeah, going to be a great opportunity to do that. We're looking forward to this event. I'll tell you what, we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back and play an excerpt here from the interview here with Lieutenant Colonel Darling, and we'll do that here right after the break. You're listening to In Focus, News Radio KMAN.